From KUOW, it's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.
And I'm Ross Reynolds. That's what we call slating it. Protesters in Bangkok are taking to the streets today. They're trying to stop elections that are planned for February 2nd. The residents of Thailand's capital and largest city have been protesting since last November against the government of Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat. Why? Well, she's made move toward amnesty for her brother, the former Thai leader, Thaksin Shinawat. Thaksin was deposed by a military coup in 2006. Here to help us understand is Thai political blogger and foreign correspondent Sukhsit Sayasambat. He joins us from Hamburg, Germany. Thanks so much for taking time out from your evening to speak with us.
Good evening from Germany, Ross. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's a 3:45 in the morning in Bangkok. Can you tell us what happened in those protests today?
Today we've seen the first day of the operation called Shutdown Bangkok, and as the protesters have scattered across the city to occupy key intersections of the city in an attempt to bring the city to its knees and to create a gridlock. Estimates have been very varying. The most conservative estimate has been 100,000 people, and this is just the beginning of a longer period, of a longer campaign, and it is an open question when that will end.
Now, if I understand this correctly, the precipitating thing that brought this about was that Yingluck Shinawat wanted amnesty towards her brother, the former Thai leader, Thaksin Shinawat. Was she doing okay up until that point? Was it just her motion to perhaps grant amnesty to her brother that caused all of a sudden this uprising of concern about her?
You're quite right, Ross. I mean, up until that point, the government of Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat has been doing quite okay, and there has been a phase of relative political calm. And Prime Minister Yingluck herself has been very amicably playing all sides very well. However, this amnesty bill, that was the thing that the straw that broke the camel's back and brought all the opposition inside and outside parliament against her and against her government.
And Thaksin Shinawat was himself deposed back in 2006. Why this hostility toward the former prime minister?
Well, I mean, the political crisis goes back 10 years and has much to do with the person of Thaksin Shinawat. He came on the scene as a prime minister in 2000, and back then he wanted to. He is a self-made billionaire tycoon before that, and he came into politics with a new style of politics, and he wanted to run the country like a corporation. And he was not only the prime minister; he was the CEO. He wanted to be the CEO of Thailand Inc. So to speak, and that appealed to a lot of middle-class people at the beginning, but he also focused his support on the rural electorate outside of Bangkok and tailored the policy towards them. They were basically populist, like cheap healthcare, subsidies, microcredits, and such. And these people have thanked him ever since that, and they voted them in the office ever back since. And you could say that Thaksin unwittingly awakened a political consciousness in the people outside of Bangkok, but he also, and that imbalance and that shift towards from Bangkok to the rest of the country, there were a lot of people in Bangkok amongst a certain circle of elites of the bureaucratic elites in the establishment. They didn't like that, and that's why this hate towards him has been going on for some time. And of course, apart from that, there were also a lot of other things, a lot of personal gaffes by Thaksin himself. He always was a very brash and very forward and straight-talking man, and not everybody liked that.
Well, it was the military that deposed him in 2006, but were they merely acting because of Thaksin Shinawat's unpopularity with the people, or did they have their own reasons for wanting him out?
Since the military in Thailand is an independent and almost unprecedented, they are also playing a part in this power struggle in Thailand independently from all of that. It's not only the military. We also have other sections, as I said, as the bureaucratic elite, the establishment, also the monarchy, but I cannot divulge into that in detail because of legal reasons in Thailand.
You mean there's things you can't talk about because it would be illegal for you to talk about them?
Thailand has one of the most draconian lèse majesté laws, a very draconian libel law that would bring anybody who would remotely criticize the monarchy into jail for up to 15 years.
Wow. So any criticism you would make to us, even though you're in Germany and we're in the United States, might come back and hurt you if you went back to Thailand?
And since I do intend to go back to Thailand, I would have to be very careful.
Okay.
But we can still talk about the military, and the military here, as I said, they had their own agenda back then, and they still have their own agenda today. But the reason now is the military is very hesitant. They're very meandering on the side whether or not to intervene or not. They keep saying that they are not taking any sides. They are there to maintain order. But whenever there's a power vacuum, by whichever means, there is a high possibility that the military would seize that opportunity and seize power again.
I'm speaking to Saksit Sayayambhut. He's a foreign correspondent and a Thai political blogger. He's in Hamburg, Germany. We're talking about some big street protests which took place in Bangkok today over the Prime Minister, Yingluck Shinawat, moving towards amnesty for her brother, a former Thai leader, Thaksin Shinawat. Is there any sign that Yingluck would just back off on this offer to amnesty to her brother to calm things down, since things were going well for her before she proposed it?
Well, if you would take her words, the amnesty, the bill is dead. The bill is killed, so to speak, at least for now. And she also plans not to submit it to Parliament ever again. So that should be off the table for now. Now, that is that you would then say the initial reason why the protesters are out in the streets is now gone. But they are still there. They have been still there for 3 months. And you can clearly see that the protesters are now in an open campaign to topple this government, and according to their leader, not only to topple a political rival, but also to suspend electoral democracy, at least for now.
Well, here's what I don't understand, Saksit. They want to stop the elections planned for February 2nd. Now, usually when people are unhappy with the government, they seize upon elections as an opportunity to get rid of it. Why do they want to stop this election?
Ross, these protests are a sign of frustration amongst the opposition in and outside Parliament. The political opposition, the oldest political party, the Democrat Party, ironically, hasn't won an election for 20 years now, and they also have to fail to adapt to a changing social and political landscape. And they still think that people outside of Bangkok are ignorant hillbillies that are easily bought. And so because of that frustration, because they know that they can't come to power through democratic elections, they need other methods, and very undemocratic methods.
So Yingluck Shinawat has pulled back on offering amnesty to her brother, who's unpopular among some people in Thailand. Will she pull back on the elections? Will she herself stop the elections to calm things down? What's your guess?
That is very difficult to say, Ross, but I think that would be the aim of the protesters, to keep things escalating and to more or less do a Thai-style government shutdown where nothing is functioning at the moment. And that would also include to suspend the elections. But whether or not that will happen, it's very difficult to say. Like any other political prediction, it is very difficult to say what's going to happen in Thailand.
We're just about out of time, but this must really hurt Thailand to have these demonstrations in Bangkok. Tourism is a big source of revenue for that country, isn't it?
Not only that, because it's yet another political protest in Thailand. And yeah, of course, tourism will be hurt. But also, what I personally think is that investor confidence will also decrease over the next years. And if Thailand doesn't get its act, I think it will hurt Thailand in the long run.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about this. Saksit Sayayambhut, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Saksit is a Thai political blogger and foreign correspondent. He's been talking about some of the big demonstrations that have been taking place for quite some time, and they were cresting today in Bangkok, Thailand. This is The Record on KUOW.